Seeing Jesus by Sheila Kopp. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. John 14, verses 16 through 21. When you have God, you see him. He is not an enigma to you, because he reveals himself to you. Back in the days when I didn't know who the Lord was, I had no idea who he was. What I knew was taught to me by people and by reading the Bible. But in truth, I didn't really know him for myself. I knew he was with me because I could feel his Spirit guiding me. But when he gave himself to me and came into me, I see him more and understand him more. Now the scripture of Jesus talking to his disciples about the world not seeing him, but they, the disciples, seeing him, makes sense to me. It seems confusing at first that he's going to leave them and they're not going to see him anymore. And yet he assures them that they're going to see him. He tells them that the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, dwells with them and will be in them. Then he tells them, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. How beautiful that he is really the one that is going to come to them. He is the Spirit of Truth. It is so comforting to know who Jesus is. When you know who Jesus is, you come to know who the Father is, because Jesus reveals himself to you. He said, Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. John 14, verse 23. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. John 14, verse 21. Since Jesus is the Spirit of Truth, if you see him, you can be assured that he will reveal to you the truth. Knowing Jesus is knowing the Father too. The key is in what he told his disciples. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. John 14, verse 19. It is so important to see the Lord. Do you see the Lord in your mind? Do you see his Spirit in you? Does he dwell in you? Knowing and believing is not enough. The Bible states the demons believe in him, and they tremble. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. James 2, verse 19. You have to see him, because seeing him in your mind and in your spirit will make all the difference in living for him. When you see him, you know him. And when you know him, he reveals to you the truth. Many years ago, I found myself on my knees crying to the Lord, asking him to possess me. I remember vehemently voicing out to him the desire in my heart to possess me. The devils possess people and take over their lives, but I wanted Jesus to possess me and take over my life. I remember saying to the Lord, "Jesus, please possess me. Jesus, please possess me." A couple of days later, I asked him to give me the greatest thing he could ever give me in this life, and he responded with, "I give myself." At first, I didn't understand what he meant by that. I thought at first I already kind of have him, don't I? But then, if I was really honest with myself, I realized I didn't really have him, because the truth was I didn't really know him. Even though I have lived all my life for him and was serving him and going to church, to be honest, I didn't really have him. I really didn't know who he was or understand him. Fast forward to last year. I was praying in my living room with a friend, speaking in tongues and praising God. In a little while, I felt his spirit stand by me and pause, then gently and slowly enter into my body. I distinctly remember him coming very slowly to me as if he didn't want to scare me. And at the same time, he wanted to make sure I really wanted him, giving me the time to say no if I didn't. When his spirit sat in me, in a flash, I saw a vision of Jesus sitting at the throne of my heart, smiling so big, so pleased with himself, as if he just accomplished something that had made him so happy. This has not happened to me before, so I was really scared to ask the Lord what just happened. But every time I would tune into him, I would get, "It's me," meaning, "It's me, the Lord." I was touching my head, my body, and wondering if I was all right. I felt all right. As a matter of fact, I felt so happy inside in my soul. I felt so happy and peaceful. I thought if it was an evil spirit, I should know right away. Plus, would the Lord let the enemy possess my body when he's already given me his Holy Spirit since I was a little girl? I felt like all these years since he told me that he was going to give himself to me, he has been slowly but surely been giving himself to me. I started seeing him more and feeling him more. And now this. Plus, my friend who was with me and who I had prayed for healing during our prayer time together testified that when she got home, she had been healed. Later that night, as I was lying down in bed to go to sleep and started to commune with the Lord, I saw the Lord sitting by the foot of my bed. And he told me, "I gave myself to you." Now, I see him all the time. Now I can tune into my spirit and I see him, the Lord. I don't need to warm up to get to prayer. I just tune into him in my mind and in my soul, and I'm in his presence. There is such a thing as seeing the Lord. You don't just imagine it. He's really there in spirit. He really does show himself to people. His spirit shows up in my mind and in my house, and I see him. Now I understand what he meant when he told his disciples that the world is not going to know the truth because they do not see him. So it's not enough to believe that he is real and alive. We must also strive to see him too. In order for us to know the truth and know what Jesus is really saying, we must try to see him too. It really is a wonderful thing to see Jesus. When you see Jesus, all is well. You don't have to be alone anymore. You don't have to figure things out on your own anymore. He reveals things to you. He lets you know truth. I used to suffer self-loathing for years, wishing so much to die. But now, all I feel in my soul is love. I hear the Lord tell me all the time, now that I am loved. I not only hear him say that in my heart and mind, I feel it too. Sometimes I could weep for feeling his love so much. Now he lets me know what to think when I'm wondering about things or need clarity about a situation. Whenever the devil comes around, the Lord lets me know too, so I can rebuke him. And the Lord lets me know when he's gone. The Lord comforts me, because as he said, he will not leave us comfortless. He will come to us. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. John 14, verse 18. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. John 14, verse 19.